Last month, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would allow American citizens to buy cheaper drugs from other countries. The legislation would apply to drugs made in the United States, sold in other countries, and then brought back in, a practice called reimportation. And it would apply to FDA-approved drugs that are manufactured elsewhere. It's one of the most hotly debated provisions of Medicare reform. Today, the AARP is proposing a compromise. The proposal would allow drug imports, but only from Canada. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Much of the opposition to prescription drug reimportation, as it's called, involves safety. The House bill would allow imports from 25 countries, but many opponents say there's no way to guarantee the safety of that flood of imported medicines. The AARP says its new proposal addresses that problem. John Rother is the group's policy director.
There are countries where there are problems with counterfeiting or mislabeling or mishandling. Fortunately, Canada does not appear to be one of those countries. We have not found serious problems on the part of seniors who've purchased drugs from Canada. So we feel that limiting this practice to Canada is consistent with safety.
Rother says legalizing imports from Canada would acknowledge what's already going on. In the last year, thousands of seniors have discovered they can save 50% or more by ordering their prescriptions from Canada. But leading drug companies are fighting back. Yesterday, Pfizer cut off more than 40 Canadian pharmacies that cater to Americans. It's the most drastic action yet by a drug company to shut off the Canadian pipeline. Paul Clark is president of Hometown Meds, a pharmacy based in a small town in Manitoba. Clark says Pfizer told him yesterday he's out of luck when it comes to getting their products.
Because they were unhappy with our business of sending medications to Americans, they were denying the supply of life-saving medications to all of our customers.
Not even Clark's Canadian customers will be able to get Lipitor to lower their cholesterol, Celebrex for their arthritis, or Viagra for sexual problems.
If the trend continues and large corporate pharma gets their way and forces Americans to buy expensive medications through the U.S., then it will close our business down.
Pfizer refused to provide a spokesman for a taped interview. In a written statement, the company says it's cutting off certain Canadian pharmacies to help protect the safety of patients. But Rother of the AARP doesn't buy that.
I think that the only reason that drug companies would want to limit their supply to out-of-country pharmacies would be to protect the profits obtained by higher prices in the U.S.
Rother says Pfizer's action may harm patients. They may end up getting their drugs from other countries that are less regulated.
Efforts to limit supplies in Canada could drive even more people to purchasing over the internet, and that's not going to promote safety. So we really need to take this on more aggressively. How can we assure the safe practices for people who are already purchasing their drugs in Canada?
Rother says he hopes the AARP compromise will defuse the debate over drug imports and return Congress's focus to the bigger issue, passing a prescription drug benefit for Medicare. After all, the AARP says the bigger safety risk is not being able to pay for prescriptions at all. Richard Knox, NPR News.